they're called the Singing Man of Arkansas, but today I've got a Whispering Man of Arkansas.
Well, you know, about 3 weeks ago, I had a voice that folks said was sort of radio ready. And now it's, my wife sort of likes it. She says it sounds a little more like Humphrey Bogart.
Steve Gray has been part of the Singing Men of Arkansas for quite a while, but you can tell he's not been singing for the past few days. Laryngitis type symptoms aside, he accepted our invitation to come to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk about the Singing Men of Arkansas's upcoming annual Christmas concert. Yes, it's that time of year, that will take place on December 3rd at the Pat Walker Theater at Springdale High School.
It's something we've been doing every year. It's called our Home for Christmas concert. And every year we mix it up with something else. So we're really excited. We've got the old traditional I'll Be Home for Christmas, White Christmas, things like that. But then we're going to do a doo-wop Christmas and a sleigh bells Christmas. It's altogether different. And a lot of our songs are written by our own folks and arranged by our own folks.
Written?
Yeah.
New Christmas music.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Meek and Majesty, I believe, is written by Doug Walt, directed by Bill Burrows. Bill Burrows used to be a choir director here at Fayetteville High School for years. So we've got some tremendous talent. And then we've got singers that, you know, other than singing in a shower, you know, they can hold a note. I always tell them, you might not be on the baritone note, but if the note sounds good, you're doing fine. And we go through an audition. But the audition usually is just to find out where you fit in the four parts that we have. We've opened Bill Gaither nationally 3 times, and he's big. A lot of gospel music and things like that. Loves having us. You know, all men's group, it sort of takes you back to the academies, and there's nothing wrong with the mixed choirs that they have today. But when you've got an all-men singing group of 45, 50, and they get into some of those intertwining harmonies, there's nothing like it. It really isn't.
You have a CD as well.
Yeah, we've got 4 CDs. Four,
but yeah. I'm looking at the Christmas one. Yeah,
we've got the Christmas one. And this was done a few years back, Sing We Now Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Mary's Little Boy Child. We may be developing one again. We're also going to Ireland again in March. we went about 7 years ago, and so about 25 of us are going to get to go again, all out of their own pocket. There's no money coming in from any of the funds that we raise from our ticketing. This is a ticketed event, so you go to singingmenofarkansas.org, and I think you go through our site, and it takes you to the link to the Springdale Performing Arts Center.
But that ticketing money doesn't get you to Ireland.
No, not at all.
That just helps support the...
It supports us as far as our music that we have to purchase, transportation, for instance. If we do a prison tour each year, we have to pay for the bus, pay for the overnights, things. Well, actually, overnights we take care of on our own, too. So it's all voluntary. The only person that's paid is the organist or the piano player. Of course, Jonathan Story used to be our
right?
piano man,
yeah.
You know.
Then he evacuated to Texas.
Yeah, he is, but he's coming back to the Walton Arts Center for a performance with his wife, Kara, so that's going to be coming up too. So we just love, we love music. We love each other. It's a great group, ages 18 to pretty close to 80. We've got some folks that sometimes have to stand or sit while we're rehearsing, but great. They can sing, they can play other instruments. And so this concert, we're going to have a ballet group, New Creation Ballet Company, and we'll have some orchestration as well, great saxophone player, trumpet, drums, and things like that. So it's always a fine time. It really is. The greatest part of this is when the concert's over and we go out to the lobby. And people are coming out, and you see the gleam in their eye and the thank you. And of course, we feed on a crowd. We really do. And the better the crowd we have, the better we sound.
I'm no marketing expert, but don't use that in your advertisements. The best part of the concert is when it's over.
No, that's true. That's true. Of course, if I have to sing, it will be. I'm going to be bowing out on a couple of these coming up this next week.
Steve Gray with the Singing Men of Arkansas at the Carver Center for Public Radio last week. The annual Christmas concert will be Sunday, December 3rd at 3 p.m. in the Pat Walker Theater at Springdale High School. You can find out more at singingmenofarkansas.org.